app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Friday was World AIDS Day. A woman whose son became the public face of the disease is reminding people to never forget the victims lost and the effort to find a cure. Here's Joe Ullery.
More than 40 million people have died from AIDS, including Ryan White, who grew up at a time when not much was known about it and medicine offered few treatments. Ryan contracted the disease during a blood transfusion at age 13. He became a staunch advocate against discrimination and helped change how Americans view AIDS. Jeannie White-Ginder says it's imperative to remember all the lost lives.
That is so important that we remember all the people who got us to where we are today, because they are no longer here. And I'm not just talking about Ryan, because Ryan was a face, but there are so many people that did all the work.
Just 5 weeks after Ryan's death in 1990, Congress overwhelmingly passed the Ryan White Care Act with bipartisan support. The legislation helps more people get tested for HIV and offers assistance to patients in all stages of the disease. Ryan's mom says AIDS affects people across the spectrum regardless of labels.
A gay person has it, a straight person has it, a blood transfusion person has it. It was for everybody. Once you have AIDS, you're just like everybody everybody else who has AIDS, you're fighting to stay alive. And people fought to stay alive, and people dedicated their lives to get us to where we are today.
She says Ryan would have turned 52 next week. His mom plans to travel to Indiana University on his birthday, where the Rural Center for AIDS STD Prevention will present the Ryan White Distinguished Leadership Award to Dr. Joe and Sarah Ellen Mamlin. I'm Joe Ullery. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today, with mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain. Highs around 37, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 27 tonight, overcast. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
AUK. UK.
It was Christmas Eve, drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Don't see another one." And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed.
Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, and what you're listening to is what is arguably the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century. Fairy Tale of New York with the Pogues and the late Kirstie McCall. And even more meaningful now with the passing of Shane McGowan this week. I am joined by another Shane McGowan fan. He was born John Nolan Riley here in Waukesha. You know him better as Mayor Sean Riley, and his parents called him Sean after the Irish name for John. And welcome, Mayor Riley, again. And you know, we also lost, this week we lost Henry Kissinger, and we lost Sandra Day O'Connor. And when President Reagan named Sandra Day O'Connor as the first woman to serve in the Supreme Court, Mayor Sean Riley was a student at University of Wisconsin at Madison before going on to Lewis and Clark to get his law degree. And do you remember? I remember it vividly. That was a big deal.
I do remember, yeah, having a female appointed to the Supreme Court was big. Appointed.
And then Henry Kissinger, years after his retirement, whenever he was coming to D.C., he always made the White House aware, no matter who was in office, regardless of party, and who was ever in the Oval Office always set 15 minutes aside from a very busy schedule, didn't care who was in line, to make time for Henry Kissinger.
Well, think of what he's seen and been involved in.
What I didn't realize, and Greg, you can chime in on this, is some people spoke out. Like, I didn't realize some people call him a war criminal, or there were some atrocities he committed. And, all I know is that I know his family had escaped the Holocaust. Got out in time. And that had shaped a lot of his politics, that he had just had a very natural distrust for big government because of what they'd, experienced in Germany. I'm sure from a pretty affluent family that had done well, that probably lost everything but the shirt on their backs before coming over here. But some of the stuff is news to me. I don't know if you keep up with this, but
I guess what I can say is Henry Kissinger was involved in anything and everything U.S. government from my teens probably to my 40s.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to know what's happening behind the scenes.
Sure.
And Henry Kissinger was usually the mastermind of what the United States was doing during those years.
Sure, sure. Well, and I know, too, that legend has it in the darkest days of Watergate that Kissinger and Alexander Haig had advised all of our military bases, especially those ones with the nuclear arms, that under no circumstances are you to accept any orders from the White House.
Wow.
Asking you to deploy missiles.
It violates the Constitution, but
yeah,
I understand it too.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, but back here in Waukesha, where we are preparing for the Christmas parade tomorrow. And now this is a chamber sanctioned event, but the city obviously has a very big role in terms of, well, obviously security being number one.
Correct.
And it seems like last year was a huge success.
Yeah. Last year was brought smiles to many faces.
It really did. Yeah. That was, it kind of reminded me of that. If you've ever seen the movie, We Are Marshall, about the football team following the plane crash and rebuilding the program. And the movie ends with a game-winning touchdown. And as the ball's in the air and you wait for the guy to catch, there's these flashbacks to all these painful memories and all these things. And it just, you know, it kind of, it's very inspiring. And that's kind of how I had felt in that parade
A feel-good story.
Yeah, especially in the face of, you know, enormous tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great that we're able to celebrate, that we come back Waukesha strong. And I liked what Chief Thompson said, that it's more than just a motto.
Our community definitely has shown itself, as well as many, many others, that this is a very strong community that cares about each other.
Yeah. And just and continues to grow. And it's amazing the support for the memorial. And there's still requests for more support, both donations and in kind.
Yeah, we need to bring in at least $300,000-$400,000 in donations from the community to make it the Grady Park Memorial a reality.
Sounds great. So good. More on that. Mary, I'm just gonna step aside for a sec to do some quick housekeeping or paperwork, city business, if you will. I saw it was announced in the Waukesha Freeman, I believe, the Common Council gave the green light for the 228 residential unit project to move ahead at 13318 Delafield Street, which Greg would remember as the Gendusa lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
can I jump please, in there real
yeah,
quick?
Your
which
turn.
Is when you say the green light, at this point, we picked it's city owned property. So we basically did a request for proposals. It's at the very beginning stages.
Okay.
And the Common Council picked one out of the two.
Sure.
So there's still a lot of work to be done. And that's, and you may remember this,
oh, yeah.
But what we get many times is there's discussion of large apartments or condos or, you know, just big housing units, housing projects. They don't always come to fruition.
Right.
But people, when they hear them, they think that they're as soon as
it's a done deal.
Yeah, and even the way you kind of described it was given the green light. We're at the very beginning stages of that.
Okay,
but it's news. I mean,
yeah.
it's big news.
Sure.
So,
yeah, and for me, I'm a big believer to have a prosperous downtown because it's. And you might remember when I was on the council, I used to say this for a university city of 70,000. You know, our downtown footprint, I believe, is actually a small one. That it should be bigger geographically, and to make that happen, you need a strong residential component where people can walk to the different attractions we have here in downtown or to do business here.
A good example is a lot of people have continually asked for, and I understand why, for a grocery store downtown. Well, that won't happen unless we increase the population downtown and increase the per capita income. That's how you get one.
Sure. And I know too, again, from my time in the councils, that a lot of grocery stores are looking for spaces with a lot of parking. And if we can't necessarily do that in downtown Waukesha, what we can at least try to deliver is a big, pedestrian customer base.
Yeah. And a grocery store next to one of the parking ramps would also work really well.
Yep. So that's all.
Up in Madison, they have right on East Washington, they have a grocery store that has a big parking ramp right attached to it.
That's great.
And it works pretty well.
And a well-lit one, I imagine, just like with, I'm not a huge mall fan, but one thing that really impresses me about the corners is the how well-lit the parking ramp is.
And that's a good point because we've actually redone all the lights in our parking ramps, especially the one on Wisconsin Avenue. It's much brighter in there.
Sounds great.
I don't know if you noticed, but next time you're in there, take a look.
I'll take a look. I know with this one, I was driving a friend to her car one night after recording a show and was pretty impressed with how well lit it was, because that's been a big source for years for a lot of cities. There's always been resistance to ramps because people's perceptions are their reality, especially women by themselves, that to walk into a dark ramp, not a good feeling.
I understand.
So they'd rather have the street parking. But I think, again, now that they're well lit and they're marked well, there's a theme, I think, on every floor that makes it easy to find.
Yeah.
So,
I go up to Madison at least once a month, usually about two or three times, and I always park in a parking ramp. But I find their usefulness to be tremendous.
Right.
I do understand the perceptions, as well as the that women, when they go into them by themselves at night, it's not a situation that's ideal for them.
Sure. And I also like, too, that there's not metered parking in downtown Waukesha. Do you think that would ever happen?
No, I don't think so. Someone just told me that they actually, it was a neighbor. They said, "Oh, I got one of the old city of Waukesha parking meters. Do you want it?"
Oh, really?
And they said, "Yeah, they're doing an estate sale and they haven't found it yet, but they said, we know we have one."
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. So when I got to do a big shout out to another Sean. Sean is the one gentleman at El Chisme in the Five Points that cuts hair, and he did a great job with my hair. So
we're looking kind of similar with our haircuts.
If you ever need a haircut, I'm a licensed trained barber. I can shave your heads.
All right.
Yeah, well, my wife, I do the front. She does the rest.
Sure.
With a pair of clippers.
Yep.
It's done.
Now, there you go. Save that money.
For Greg, I'd have to see the paperwork, because Greg is also, are you the sole owner or a partner?
I'm a partner. I'm one of three owners. So it's my friend Matt Kemple, my friend Caitlin McCarthy, and myself.
And this is the Laughing Tap Comedy Club in Walker's Point. So if you're looking for something different, Mayor, I know we want you to keep you in Waukesha. We all want to spend our dollars here. Maybe we can talk Greg into having a satellite comedy club here in the Shaw.
That would be great. I don't make it down to Milwaukee enough to see all the things that they offer. But that having great things in Milwaukee is great for Waukesha, too.
Yeah. Mayor, if you ever want to come down, you let me know. I'll make it happen. It's a fun night. It's inexpensive. We have good time. And I am not opening a second location. I get a little left sleep as it is. But thank you, Don. So, I appreciate your love.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll find the location here for you in Waukesha.
Thank you, Mayor.
You'll give each other the CMH discount, whether it's on real estate or admission to the club, I imagine.
Heck yeah. I'm down.
Go Crusaders.
What's the drink minimum?
Yep. No drink minimums.
Sure. Oh, nice.
So 2 minutes before the break, I promised a Bill Young story real quick. My son, Evan, who was here earlier, one of his football coaches got him to help him with rec youth football program. These are little kids teaching him football. A lot of fun. And there was a grandfather there that offered to help, and he really knew a lot. And the coach, McLean, said, "God, you know so much about football." He said, "Well, I coach a little." And he's like, "Oh, where do you coach at?" And he's like, "Catholic Memorial." He's like, "Oh, what do you do, like defensive backs or receivers?" "I'm the head coach." He's like, "Coach Young?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he was like, there he was helping out with the youth football program.
I do a little coaching.
Yep. So celebrate his 400th win this year.
That's so funny.
Yeah. His career is amazing.
Is he planning on retiring? Has he announced I'll retire in this year? I mean, it's been since 1978.
Wow.
I have not heard anything, but I wouldn't be in the know on that. But he started in 77. Is that because?
Oh wait, you're right. You're 78.
I graduated in 79, but yeah. I was started in 75.
Yeah, I looked on the website. It said 78 then, because I know it was a 1 year difference between the two of you. Your graduating year and his starting. So
may have been though. He was freshman.
Worked up the ranks.
And he was a freshman coach when I was a freshman. So
that sounds great. Hey, we get back from these important messages. More with Mayor Sean Riley and my special guest producer, Greg Bach. Bach. Did I say that right?
Bach.
Bach, like the composer.
Yep. So there we go. There's more. This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this week's Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, and my Wordle streak is up to 47 games. Just throwing that out there. Do you play Wordle? Mayor Sean Riley, my guest?
I do.
How you been playing?
I really, really get in trouble and it's like two words left, two spaces left, I cheat.
Do you? Okay. Greg, are you a Wordle?
You heard it here first, folks. We're breaking the news.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you Wordle, Greg?
I do not Wordle. I can't, I watch people do it. I watch people get so angry and frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I thought games were supposed to be fun. I still play Angry Birds Part 2.
There you go. Wow. Love the bird. My kids were into the birds. So I would play.
That's 20 years old, isn't it? Angry Birds?
I don't know. I just found it out. I just decided to download it and the game called Two Dots. Very relaxing. Very, very relaxing game.
Yeah. I was never a big video game guy as a kid, but there are some games that I think should survive the test of time and should play. Missile Command would be one of them.
Centipede.
That was always cool. Centipede's another, yep. So I know a lot of people still like Pac-Man.
Yeah. My only game was Centipede.
Sure. Oh, that's funny. So we have a question that looks like coming in here. One of our regular callers, Triple G, just finished his Wordle. So congrats to Greg on that. And Greg's been a great resource for us helping with...
Is it Mr. Wansnyder?
It is, yeah.
I've known Greg for 25 years.
That's right. Yeah. Greg's a North graduate, yep. So, and you know him too, right, Mary?
Yeah, yep. I know him. Yeah. Haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, he came to the memorial service with me. And he stopped Governor Evers, had a good chat with him. And then...
good.
Took me to dinner at People's Park, so it was good to have him in the loop.
I was at People's Park last night after the tree lighting and lighting downtown.
Were they packed?
Yes, they were. Luckily, a friend of mine left early to
get a table.
We still didn't have it when I got there, but it was nice that otherwise it would have been 45 minutes waiting there.
You know, I know it's asking a lot, but knowing how nice it was outside last night, like you probably could have thrown some propane tanks on the roof and served on the roof. That would have been neat.
Talk to the tailors.
Or even just open the bar there, you know, for some cocktails or something. But not there.
I would say my first response.
Be a no-go.
Well, the stairs would have been really slippery.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Mm. So especially with the people that did the walk, too. That a lot of slush on the boots. And speaking of slush, you mentioned, too, was that the public works crew was right at it after the, you know, putting the salt down.
Well, yeah. So having snow during... the event before it and after it, the guys for public works do double time basically because they're going to be and Park and Rec now too.
Yeah.
They're out salt. This is what's called a salt. It was last night would have been a salting event. Now they put their plows down, but they're generally getting rid of most of the snow with salt.
Wow.
So they're out doing that, but we also had the barricades out and they have to put them up and take them down.
Sure.
So I'm sure there was a lot of scrambling to get all that done. You got to take care of the roads first, but they also then need to load the barricades back up. I just thought of something. Maybe they're keeping them down there this weekend. because they're putting them up again Sunday. So
sure.
there may be about 10 less parking spots downtown because the barricades would be sitting in those.
Sure. Yeah, one thing I wanted to I'm glad you mentioned this too, is a lot of the main streets close at 2 o'clock tomorrow. So even though the parade starts at 4, you want to get here early and mark out your spots.
Yeah, and also, so what I heard about the new parade route is people finding a parking spot is still difficult, but getting out is much easier because they come in from one side, they go out on that side. I've heard from many people that's like, wow, getting out was really easy. And I think what it is is because we kind of bisected the area and people either park north or south.
Sure.
And then they go home that same way too.
Yeah. So. You know, even though we're bummed the parade route doesn't go past the studio here anymore, I do remember because we marched in the parade, how easy it was to kind of get back here and go home. It was so much easier than it had been in years past.
Yeah. Yep.
Like seamless.
For me, it's really, really easy. I live 2 blocks.
Because you walk, So that's right. Yeah, because I remember we marched together in the 2021 parade, and I know people have heard this before, that for us and for Mayor Rat initially, it was like the man in the high castle. We were in that alternative reality that it was just a huge success. It was right after, you know, with COVID finally ending, and you know, we didn't have it the year before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we left before the tragedy.
Right, and we were, and County Executive Paul Farrell was in front of us, and hey, shout out to him. He sent a letter of congratulations to my son for sending his letter of intent with UW-Eau Claire, so I thought that was great. Yeah, really nice touch. And, but everybody there was just like this great diverse mix, not only ethnically, but generationally. It was like a Norman Rockwell painting. Everyone's wishing each other Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and it was just a great, and the sun was still out then, too. Around how warm it was for the parade, and then right as the parade started, it got cold in a hurry.
The wind, there was a lot of wind, and that's made it cold. You know, something that actually brought me a flashback back, which was I got home and it was still light out, and then when I left, which was probably 15 minutes later,
turned dark.
It had been dark, and the wind was whipping, and downtown was fully in the dark. There was no lights. Wow. So,
yeah, that's something. So, but, as we go, like I said, in kind of year two, and after a great parade last year, we have so much to look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, you know,
parades, the new route too.
I've been thinking about parades a lot, and when probably as a kid, you know, they were so exciting to go to them with the family and stuff like that. I vividly remember a 4th of July parade. Riding our bikes down to the parade and my mom and dad walking behind us and telling us where we had to be.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, we came from a really large family. So.
Yeah.
It's as a kid, parades are phenomenal. And then you're a teenager and maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But then when you have kids, parades become
a big deal again.
Yeah. Become a big deal again. And, as your kids grow older, you know, maybe I still know a lot of people my age that go to every single parade, but, generally, you know, your kids get older and you stop going to them until you have grandkids, and then you can't wait to bring your grandkids to the parade.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. I think my hometown, 4th of July parade was always in the evening at 6:30. And so it would cool down, which was great. And then the parade would end where the fireworks would take place.
That's a neat system.
Yeah. It was always really fun for us because we'd spend a day at the pool and picnics. And so we were already pretty well fed and, sugar high and everything else.
You'd sleep good that night, I bet.
And you would. Yeah. And so, and you almost didn't mind waiting for the fireworks to start because there was usually, by the time the parade stopped and the fireworks, there's probably a good, you know, 2 hour layover while they're waiting for it to get dark. But I always thought that was really well done.
Our fireworks are this year at Lowell.
They're great.
I can say we were surprised at the number of people that were there. It's great, but there was more people there than we expected.
Yeah.
I used to go to Lowell every year. My Aunt Kathy's house, she lives right on the corner by the hill. Every year, we'll go to that area and see the fireworks. It was a lot of great memories for that.
So even watching them when they were at the airport from Lowell Hill, I bet.
Probably, yeah.
We were at a neighbor's house in the neighborhood. We could see him perfectly from his backyard, so that was nice, too. It's kind of like we had our own special, like, you know, executive box.
Jamboree's coming up,
yeah, so... Hey, when we come back from these important messages, Mayor Riley's going to talk us about more holiday happenings. I'm glad he's mentioning Jamboree, a great way to continue the holiday season in our winter wonderland here, as This Week in Waukesha continues. Whatever happened to that old song?
to all those little girls and boys.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California, Secretary Lloyd Austin says Israel needs to protect civilians in Gaza.
I have repeatedly made clear to Israel's leaders that protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza is both a moral responsibility and a strategic imperative.
At the UN Climate Summit, they're discussing health challenges posed by global warming. Dr. Vanessa Carey with the World Health Organization.
We are seeing a very direct impact on our health. It isn't just lung diseases. It's cardiovascular disease or our heart. It is our mental health.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us dozens of lawmakers are saying that's a wrap.
Two of the retirements could impact the race for the White House. Minnesota Democrat Dean Phillips is taking on a primary challenge of President Biden. And West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin hasn't ruled out doing the same.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
A big win for Bucky. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with a huge win over the Marquette Golden Eagles. The final score, 75-64 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
The environment, the atmosphere, the fans were terrific. We kind of envisioned what this team can be.
NBA, the Bucks pulled ahead late to beat the Atlanta Falcons. 132-121, a big night for the Bucks' campaign, who scored a season-high 18 points in the win.
Finally got one in front of the fans. I appreciate the support. Man, but I'm going to keep bringing that energy. Y'all keep bringing that energy, man, and we're going to keep getting wins.
Sunday night football at Lambeau Field. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on the Packers and Jordan Love.
Jordan's gotten better and better every single game. He's always had the talent. You can see how much more comfortable he's getting, and their defense can play. They got a lot of guys that can play football. We have to try to match that confidence and find a way to win a football game.
That's Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today with mixed precipitation likely, changing to all rain. Highs around 37. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 27 tonight, overcast. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. UK.
In Waukesha, Don Brown joined with Mayor Sean Riley, and that is The Body of an American by the Pogues. Amazing song. When I had Chief Thompson on this show, we were talking about, did you ever watch the series The Wire on HBO about the police in Baltimore dealing with the drug?
I've watched a couple of them.
Amazing.
I didn't watch the whole series.
And Chief Thompson remembered that when a member of the force would die or retire, they'd have like an Irish wake at a corner pub, and they'd lay the body on a pool table, dead or alive, and someone would give a speech, and then they'd give the bartender the nod. He'd put the song on, and everybody knew every word to that song. And it was just a really, really poignant moment in the series, and a great series. But I also play this, heart-wrenching song from the Pogues as another thing Mayor Riley and I share. In addition to our time working together in the city government and also our Irish Catholic heritage, is that this will be our first Christmas without our mothers, who both had passed away this year in 2023. And hope you don't mind me putting you on the spot here, but
well, you're pulling at my heartstrings, because last night she always used to attend the
right.
tree lighting. She'd always be there sitting,
sure.
like, right front and center, and she'd always say, "Where should I sit?" And it's like, "Mom, you're going to sit anywhere you want."
Sure. Well, the last time I went to the tree lighting, we went to the Fish Fry at Daddy-O's, which I think is only open on Fridays.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Friday nights. And you and your mom had this Friday tradition where there was a martini bar. What was the name of that? It's not open anymore, but it was a great little spot in the back of Daddy-O's there. And then it goes across from where she lived.
Yeah, she spent a lot of time there. I can't remember the name right now.
I can't either.
It'll probably come to me. Prior to COVID, she was there every single Friday night. They used to even walk her back to her room. The guys there were really, really nice to my mom. And
sure.
She held court there. I had so many people that said, "Oh, I met your mom." It was usually there.
Sure. Well, and I have some, even though I'd only known her a few years, we'd sang some Irish songs together and spoke some Gaelic together. And so,
She developed a very heavy Irish brogue after two drinks. It was interesting.
I recall that. And that has to come from having, because we're, do you know what generation your family, like when your family got here from Ireland?
Great. So not my mom and dad's parents.
Okay.
For one of them, it was their grandparent. The other one was like great.
Okay.
My dad had, his family lived in Milwaukee and Fond du Lac for 100 years.
Okay. So, but I imagine somewhere down the line, there was like someone in your mom's youth, an elder of some sort, that had that brogue. And that's right. And that's where, cause I was blessed to have grandparents who are from, they came over during the Troubles.
Yeah.
We
didn't have, so me growing up, we didn't have too many, I can't think of anyone that, was, speaking the Irish, brogue. There was one or two families, but they were over there like 30 times to Ireland. So my mom would have probably picked
there
it up
go.
There too.
So as a young child too, would they go back, your family, or is this when she became an adult?
It was my mom and dad that would go there for like to travel, play golf, eat really well, and shop.
That's neat.
Yeah. It was a good time. They did it with like three or four other couples too.
Neat. Well, one thing, and you might remember this, when I was seeking the appointment to the council, I'd mentioned that when I was working in Dublin and I told people that I lived in Waukesha, they were like, "Wow, Les Paul." Wow. Like they knew Waukesha. And, you know, it's so much to celebrate here. You know, we believe this is a great destination, a great university city. And I still remember your remarks at one of your mayoral breakfasts that you hate when people call Waukesha a suburb because it's much more than that.
It's the urban area.
Yeah. It's so much.
Some people don't want to even hear that, but because they think of it as a very small little town.
Yeah.
That's the people who've been living here for 60 years or so, or 80 years.
Yeah.
We are now our own urban area, and our industry has always been self-supporting. You know, we're not a bedroom community.
No.
Drive into Waukesha and drive out. We have a lot of jobs right here in the city.
We sure do. That's terrific. And, what else, you know, we had the tree lighting, last night, and then we had, now we have the parade coming up tomorrow. What else can people look forward to in Waukesha this holiday season?
So the Walk of Lights, if you go along the Riverwalk, Freedman Alley to the Riverwalk, if you want to do if you haven't done your Christmas pictures yet, bring your family down there. You'll find there's bridges that have lights above them, that are, you can take some phenomenal photographs. There's also a structure that's all lights that you can go into, and the lights will frame you for your Christmas picture. Last year we had they changed from last year. So if you saw last year, you're going to see something different this year.
Yeah.
And, last year I saw so many families down there, and actually a bunch of, maybe the 22-year-olds and all that. And
yeah,
loving, doing the selfies and photos of the entire group and all that. We also have a map on our webpage, on the city's webpage, for, people who decorate their homes can enter the information into the city website.
Okay.
And that map will then, if you're a family that likes to drive around and look at all the decorations that people have in their front yards and on their houses, this map will help you locate all those. And it kind of populates itself. And I just took a look at it. It's growing. I know it's going to grow a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So you can take a look at all those. Silver Bells. This is the
Silver Bell.
This is the Downtown Business Association. They run a from now until Christmas. You have the reindeer. You have what else do they have? I'm going to take a look. A live reindeer, photos with cutouts, pictures with Santa, letters to Santa, horse-drawn carriage rides. The letters to Santa, if you want to, there is a number of places downtown where kids can write their letters to Santa, and the letters then get to Santa, and Santa normally will write a letter back to you. And my understanding is those letters have to be in by December 17th.
Love it.
So there's a lot going on downtown with Christmas. So
ideas too.
What's that?
Great shopping ideas. I encourage you to check out every store here in downtown as well as throughout the city, but especially in downtown. Some really unique gifts that you can only get in Waukesha.
Yep. And it's not going to be delivered to your front door. You're going to walk to their front door and peruse through the shop and pick something out and bring it home and wrap it up.
Yeah. So, and I think that's my excitement about the holidays, is especially when with my work, a lot of things wrap up before Christmas time. And so I'm a late shopper, but I love that because I'm free to do, I don't have anything else to worry about except the shopping. And I love going to a great shopping district like downtown Waukesha and finding some unique gifts and then making a day out of it, bringing another loved one, you know, bringing my wife or someone else and a friend or whatever, a family member, and then going to have lunch somewhere or just really making a day out of it, and really a great way to, you know, kind of stretch that holiday season. And I'm glad you mentioned Jamboree too, because for two reasons. One, it's January is a very depressing time for the grownups because Christmas is over. In the new year,
it's depressing for the kids too.
And, yeah,
although they're off of school, but
the kids don't feel the maybe the economic impact that the parents do. You know, we're all out of money. We're all, you know, but
yeah, okay.
But then you have something to look forward to at Jamboree. There's like a big schedule of activities, and it's a great way to have fun outside in the winter. And it's important that people are thinking about this, because when does the I would imagine pretty soon, you have to sign up pretty quickly for a lot of those events. They sell out. So I don't know if that gets posted in December, if that's right after the new year, but it's good to kind of give people the alert to start making your Jamboree plans.
If you haven't been involved in it, you'll want to be involved in it. There's a lot of different things happening. And yes, you're right. Some of them have to be signed up for. I don't know when the date is. I will hopefully take a look here and tell you. The Jamboree has just grown and grown. The number of people that come in for opening night it's always been a pretty good crowd. Last year, it was enormous. I expect it to be enormous. Somewhat weather dependent. I mean, if it's 10 degrees below zero, you don't get as many people.
Sure.
But we've had every single type of weather for Jamboree.
Yeah. Yep.
We've had rain, really warm, nice weather. We've had heavy snow, everything. It seems like every single year is totally different.
Well, I remember, I think it was last year we went into the Raise Grain tent and we met some friends. And then we saw you and now retired Alderman Steve Johnson there. We ended up sharing a couple of beers. We probably spent like an hour together. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's Steve and I were offering to help, but they didn't need us, so we sat down and had a couple beers of Raised Grain beers.
Love it. Is Steve still involved in Jamboree? Because I know he's still with the Parks Commission.
He has volunteered. In fact, actually for Oktoberfest, he and Joel Piper ended up pouring beer for probably 4 or 5 hours because it was the crowds there were so big that the lines for beer were getting pretty long. So they just
smoking. Joe Piper was tending the taps.
Yep, they did work really hard. I was doing the brats, and so I could see them. There were like two vendors down.
Nice.
And they were hustling. I'm sure Steve Johnson, if he hasn't signed up as a volunteer, if they were having troubles or whatever, he would just jump in.
I love it. Sounds good. Hey, and before I forget, here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, we have our resident counsel, James Santel, preparing for his show following my morning cannolis from 9 to 11. And as an attorney, Mayor Riley, I think you'd take a lot of interest in that show. Jim does a good job covering the top legal issues of the day here statewide.
Got a lot to talk about
here in Nashville. Yeah, a lot to talk about lately. You know, a congressman gets expelled, and of course, there's some things going on with our state Supreme Court involving our legislative districts, and so much more for Jim to unpack. And so, I definitely encourage you to check out Jim's show following ours here. And
I will.
Yeah. So now, what's been going on with the city these days? You know, we did talk about the developments at the old Gendusa lot. Any other things you want the city to be aware of or to
brand
express
new city
interest?
Administrator just started.
That's right. Anthony Brown.
Yep.
Yeah.
He goes by Tony.
Tony. Okay.
Yep. Tony Brown. So that's for me, that's a relief.
Sure.
You know, we had Gina Kozalik as an interim city administrator.
Did a great job, I imagine.
Yep.
So our city clerk.
But it's nice to have someone in there because for people who don't know, the city administrator is really in charge of all the employees of the city.
Right.
I have statutorily the duty of being the boss of the police chief and the fire chief. Every other employee is really under the authority of the city administrator.
Sure.
So just having that, you know, having that position filled is huge.
Right.
It's a big learning curve because we have over 550 employees.
Yeah.
It's a big job. Tony's going to do great in it. I know that.
Well, I want to have him on the show, but I want to give him a chance to get his sea legs first. So he knows what he talks about, what he's talking about when he has the show on, to be fair to him. And it's funny because in the town I grew up in, there's like, it's still there. It's a second, third generation apothecary. No, now a pharmacy, Anthony Brown's. And so I don't know if I'll be able to call him Tony. I'm just used to Anthony Brown, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, I'm sure he'll answer that too.
Yeah. So, well, that's great.
Saying apothecary is just.
It was a fancy word for pharmacy, I think. Yeah, maybe more holistic. So, but now they call it a pharmacy. But and he started November 20th. So I know he's got at least a couple weeks under his belt, but I'm sure it's going to take more than that.
Yeah. There's a lot to wrap your head around, really. I mean, and there's a lot that needs to be done. One of the things you said, what is happening? We're working to make sure that we have all the filling positions is difficult. Private sector is paying higher wages generally.
Right. Sure.
So we do lose some people. We have to fill those positions. That's something that we're always working on. We're also looking at, trying to find ways to do the same thing with either less people because we have less people or to do it more efficiently.
Sounds
so
good.
That's kind of what we're working on now.
Sounds good. After these important messages, more with Mayor Sean Riley in our final segment of This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel is next. Do not go away.
always love you, I always did, I always will. Very well, we got away, that's nothing left.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a Steel. Save $30 on the VG56 CE handheld blower. Go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. Navage is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th Annual Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I like the logo.
Yeah, me too. On the back of my shirt.
The island is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves. And a torch lights up a famished man. Her fortune could not save.
Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Or your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha as we fondly remember Shane McGowan, who was taken from us this week. And I'm joined by my guest and fellow Irishman, the Honorable Sean Riley, Mayor of the City of Waukesha. And we mentioned some other celebrities who passed away this week. Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman Supreme Court Justice, and Henry Kissinger. I also wanted to give a shout out to James Santel, because in his last show, he gave a really nice ode to First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Jim had the honor of serving as an intern in the Carter White House and worked on the 1980 campaign, and really had some nice thoughts to share about our recently departed First Lady. And I encourage you to check out that. You can still get the podcasts off of our site, WAUKradio.com, to check that out. And before we go to our caller, which is Triple G, Mayor Riley had unearthed some news about Jamboree. If you could share that with us real quick.
Sure. Jamboree starts Friday, January 19th, and goes to January 28th. The website is up, and all the information is on there. So you can go to the city website, or even, to be honest with you, just search Jamboree Waukesha, and you'll Google get right it. To it. Yeah.
Jamboree, and as a Nancy, so
yeah. It's called Jan and then Boree.
Sure. There you go.
This year it's called Extreme Winter Green.
Love it.
So there's many things to do. You got build a recycle sled, nice. Winter tike hike, extreme fun family painting. The city opens up. A lot of it's like the Schutze Center has a lot of things going on, but neat. We also get a lot of the county helps us with this too.
Okay.
The county grounds are also used quite a bit.
Sounds good.
It's a fun time.
Terrific. Hey, and also thanks. Jim gave the mayor and myself our morning cannoli. So from, I believe, Glorioso's on Brady Street. So
I'm going to be eating it right after this.
Same here. So Greg, are you there?
I am here. And I will just be, very quick. Good morning,
thank
Don.
You.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
What's your question, sir?
So, I just wanted to publicize Christmas at Carol's for everyone who's interested
thank you.
In coming out. And it's tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'd say good seats are still available, as they say. And you can just go to the Carol website. The Carol music program does a great job. We're going to have handbells. We're going to have a cappella of the two different a cappella groups. that are performing, and they're going to have a Christmas cookie reception following those shows. So tonight at 7, tomorrow at 2, tomorrow's a matinee show. If you want to catch the parade, you probably want to go to the Tonight at 7 show, but tickets are still available, and I've got some friends performing, and so Mayor, Don, you're welcome to come, and Greg, and even Jim Santel
sounds good.
Is welcome to come,
cool.
Jim Santel brings me a cannoli.
There you go. Hey, Triple G, thanks for the invitation. If my daughter's basketball tournaments get done on time, we'll be able to head over there, and I'm babysitting two nephews, including my godson. So we'll try to make that over. Thanks for the invite. And also a good chance to remind people, too, that the cookie walk at Waukesha South starts in a few minutes. And get there early because they sell out. These are homemade cookies made by local volunteers. So I think a great fundraiser there for the South Marching Band.
Carol has such a great venue for that, too. The theater?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I've never been in the theater.
Oh, it's very nice.
Okay. Sounds true. Then I should go to at least see the theater, so, and enjoy the music and all the other festivities. So what is your holiday plans for your family or for your shopping or some traditions that you have?
Well, I'm going to have my daughter Izzy come into town. Bryn, she lives in California right now, so she'll be here for a couple of weeks, which
That'd be great.
I have three other kids. My daughter Bryn lives in Milwaukee, so she'll be over. And then I got remarried and I have three other kids, and there'll be a lot of gifts under the tree. And also one of the main things is we go out and cut our own Christmas tree.
Neat. And I remember the last time you were on the show, this time last year, you mentioned your family used to host international students at Carroll that didn't really have the means to get home for Christmas. And do you still do that now, or now that you've added three more children, there's just not space for it?
No, there's no space. And the international students, that was in the 70s and early 80s that we did it. Those people are still, I can tell you, we listed them in my mom's, I did my mom's obituary, they were also her children too. Stayed with the family.
That's cool.
Forever.
Sure.
They're still our friends. We're on a WhatsApp chat group, and they're all in there, and we talk to each other quite a bit.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think that's true. And as your mom would have wanted it too, I imagine.
My mom would have demanded it. She's going to take control of that.
Sure, sure.
From the grave, even.
I love it. So, Mary, we have 2 minutes left. What do you want people to know about what's going on in the city of Waukesha this holiday season and in 2024 that we haven't had a chance to discuss?
I'm going to tell you, come to downtown. Take the time to make a reservation at one of our great restaurants. There's a new one. I'm going to butcher the name. In the Clark Hotel.
Oh, right. Trivioso.
Trivioso, yes. Yep. I've had some appetizers from there. I'm going there for a Christmas dinner. I'm looking forward to it. But I've heard great reviews from people who have eaten there. Tofty's is always good. People's Park. You wanted the best pizza in the world, Magellan's. But spend some time in downtown Waukesha during this Christmas season.
Right.
There's so much to do. There's so much fun you can have. Go to the nice ass cigar if you're a cigar smoker.
Johnny likes to go there. Johnny Watermelon. Yeah.
If you aren't and you're, it's also known as husband daycare too. You can always drop your husband off there and you go shopping. The women can go shopping and
sounds great.
Although just about as many women like cigars as men. So
Mayor Sean Riley, head coach Lee Montez, my guest producer Greg Bach. Thanks everyone for making this a wonderful show this Saturday. Best of luck with everything going on as we start the holiday season. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Don't forget, we'll be doing the parade, pre-parade broadcast at 3 o'clock, so be sure to join us so you can get all the tips on the marchers and good places to attend. So thanks again for joining us. Enjoy your Saturday. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, as I said before. And see ya!
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right.
Hey, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.